Elite on Tariq Elite Radio.
Sexy right here, family. This is Growing Sexy.
Yeah. Honestly, I've known the wildest rights, but I'm older now, and maybe I should slow it down.
This is Grown and Sexy right here. That's that new Joe with Kelly Rowland. This makes you feel like doing grown folk stuff. Makes you feel like going out and getting health care. I gotta let it ride out for a second, man. Let me roll with this. Let me feel this. I gotta ride with this family. Woo. Oh man, I like that. That's that Joe. I love Joe. Joe's stuff is hot. What's going on, family? My name is Tariq Elite. Welcome to the Tariq Elite Radio Show. I'm ready to chop up that good game. We're gonna have a real good time on today's show. We're gonna get real deep on today's show. And we're also broadcasting live on Ustream. You guys can hear it live on Ustream. Shout out to all the Ustream family. And we're doing the show a little early this week because I want to talk about something very important, and I want the family to call and chime in. We're talking about reparations. And should black people get reparations? That's today's topic, and I want people to chime in and give me some of your feedback. So it's going to be a real fun show on today's show. It's going to get real deep. So, and also, when you call up, family, have your words together. I don't want no mushmouth motherfuckers calling up. Call up, have your words together, and let's keep it short and sweet. I don't want to hear the Gettysburg Address, all right? So we're going to take a real, real quick commercial break, and I mean very quick, so y'all don't go nowhere, and we'll be right back after these messages right here on the Tariq Elite Radio Show, ladies and gentlemen. Check out the brand new book. It's called Marginalizing White Supremacy by author Stuart Knight. Now, this book discusses the necessity of black people in America and abroad to get a cohesive cultural identity for the purpose of personal and collective advancement. You can get the book right now at Amazon.com, and you can get the book right now at Lulu.com. And also check out Stuart's book called Poetic Visions. That's also at Amazon.com as well. So check out the book Marginalizing White Supremacy at Amazon.com right now.
You are now tuning in to the King of Game, Tariq Elite, on Tariq Elite Radio.
You better recognize!
What's going on, family? We are back. Welcome back to the Tariq Elite Radio Show, and I am your host, Mr. Tariq Elite. Don't forget to go to TariqElite.com to get your clothes, get your t-shirts, get the old Mac shirts, get all that fly stuff. And speaking of grown and sexy, I got some button-down shirts that's real fly. They're going to be available in the next couple of weeks. And those Tariq Elite boots are coming. A lot of folks are asking about those boots. I gave a sneak preview on Instagram. People are fiending for the new boots. Those are going to be coming pretty soon. But go to TariqElite.com and get your gear game up. So, like I said on today's show, and everybody, the phone number for the show today is 818-850-5404. We're talking about reparations. Should African Americans or black people get reparations for slavery? Because right now, Caribbean nations and some people in the UK, they're going after the British government demanding payment for slavery. So this is a topic that's on the forefront right now. And personally, I think the black people in the United States should get on board as well. Because what's happening in the United States with black folks is actually going to get worse. There was a case down in Alabama, University of Alabama. And there was this case with the sororities there. And at the University of Alabama, there was a ruling there that a sorority could discriminate against black people. They can discriminate against having black people in the sorority. And that's something that they put on the books down there now. So now they're bringing back straight up and down racialized discrimination laws. And we were talking about this on my Facebook page. And a lot of people would say, well, Why would you want to be part of a sorority or a frat that don't want you anyway? And that's a very valid argument, but that's not the argument that we should be having. The argument is, if they create a race-based policy with a sorority, when does it stop? That's the thing. It don't stop just there. You got to understand precedent and what they're doing down there. They're setting a precedent. And if they get away with doing that, it's going to keep on happening. See, the civil rights movement, it wasn't just about people forcing themselves upon people and going places they weren't wanted. It was like they wanted to destroy the precedent, because if you weren't allowed in one place, they would make it so that you weren't allowed another place. This is why black folks would get killed being in the wrong neighborhood. So that's really what they wanted to do. They wanted to take that precedent away. Because let me tell you something. Tell a white person they can't go somewhere. Just tell them, well, this place is no whites are allowed. They will go out of their way to make sure they go there. Just to show you they can do it. Not that they want to do it, just to show you they can do it, because they want to remove that precedent. So this is very important, and black people have a tendency to be very flippant and passive about a lot of stuff, and black folks don't get up off that ass and do something until it's too late. And the situation with black people in America, every week we keep seeing stories and instances of Jim Crow 2.0 coming back, and it's coming back stronger than ever. We keep seeing this demonization of black men in the media, black men being funneled into the prison system, black women being punished with poverty, and the cycle keeps going on and on. So now it's time for us to really, really get real. We need to talk reparations, and that's something that scares a lot of black people. And I'm going to go deep, but I want to hear some of your thoughts on that. Let me get the calls. What's going on? Who's calling? Hello? Did this nigga just mess up my flow? If we get reparations, don't give that nigga no money. Just give him a phone as payment. Now let's get the phone lines cracking again. The number again, 818-850-5404. Now I might have had some kind of glitch in the computer, so I'm not going to try to beat up on the guy. But the number is 818-850-5404. That is the number to the Tariq Elite Radio Show. But like I was saying, and I'm waiting on these other, there's a lot of calls coming in. We got to step up and start proactively doing something without being reactive about so many things. What's up? Who's calling? Hello. What's up, player?
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, what's going on, Tariq? I'm glad I got through to the show. What's going on with you today?
I'm good, man. Where are you calling from?
I'm originally from Rochester, New York right now. I'm out near Baltimore.
There you go.
Just getting my education.
All right, so chime in, man. What do you think about this whole thing? Should black people get reparations for slavery?
Well, considering that, you know, 69% of white folks in this country receive government aid, I don't see why we shouldn't get our fair share of it, seeing as wealth has been cultivated from slave labor, whether it be the prison industrial complex, excuse me, or just, you know, cotton picking.
There you go. I agree with that, man. Thanks for the call. Let me get a couple other people to chime in. I would like to hear from somebody who disagrees with it. If there's some people in the dominant society, I would love to hear you chime in. What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, what's going on, man? It's Jay Rock.
What's up, Jay? Where you calling from?
Man, Dayton, Ohio, homeboy.
What's up? What's going on to all my Ohio players out there?
Man, just trying to keep the tempers, as you say, man. Trying to keep it all G, you know?
Yes, sir. So what's on your mind? Chime in, man. What do you think about slave reparations? Should black folks get it or not?
Man, as the caller just said before me, that mentioned that 69% of the white people that do get government assistance, I do think we deserve something, man, because we've been marginalized, disenfranchised, and just brutalized over these 400-some years, man, and I think it's really time that we go ahead and get what's due to us. That what was promised to us.
Absolutely. Absolutely, man. Thanks for the call. I agree with that. You know, I saw something somebody was saying on my Facebook page. I saw a couple of people say this. They were like, well, we should get it in money. We should get, like, free college education. That's the worst idea. And not to disrespect my brothers, because I respect their ambition, but that's not a good idea whatsoever. Colleges are basically banks. you just giving the money right back to the dominant society. Colleges are just banks. You got to pay them back. That's the worst idea. Dude, hell no. Don't repay us in college, free college. That no, you can give that and some paper and some land, but not the college thing, because you go to college and then when you graduate, where you gonna work? If you ain't got no businesses, if you don't have no economic foundation, that's the problem. We got education out here, but we have nowhere to work and utilize that education, because those in the dominant society, they have businesses that lock you out. And the reason why they have businesses is because they are benefiting from the wealth and resources generated from the enslavement of African people. Are we there? Because we're going to get real deep with this. We're going to talk real. What's going on? Who's calling?
This is Jabari calling from Oakland.
What's up, Jabari from Oakland? How you doing, fam?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good, man. Long-time listener, first-time caller. I just wanted to just chime in on the reparations topic.
Yes, indeed. What's on your mind?
Man, I feel like, we definitely deserve reparations. You know, I feel like especially, you know, for our grandparents and great-grandparents, but I feel like it needs to be done in a responsible way, because
of course,
you know, if we all receive money, I think that's just like another way for other races to kind of use that against us and say, oh, you know, this black man came up, you know, he got a business, he got money, but he only got it because of reparations. So we just have to do it in a responsible way.
They did it
too.
No. But the thing is, don't worry about what they say, because they always play that game like, oh, look at you, you're getting a handout. All of them got handouts, dude. Don't let them run that game on you. And that's another thing. Black people let people in the dominant society run that bullying game. Hey, why are you getting all that welfare? Get up off your ass and stop getting welfare. But then they'll live in a Section 8 trailer. Then they'll say, well, stop getting all that affirmative action. But then they'll sneak around and claim 185th Native American and get like a casino somewhere, and they're not really Native American. So they run that old taunting bullying game on us, and we go for it. You got to understand this. Fuck how they feel. That's the mindset you got to get. Fuck how you feel. We need to take this argument to the government or the international court if possible and say, hey, look, we need to talk about this paper. Damn how you feel. You feel me?
Yeah, I feel it, man, but it's like, you know, they control the media and they keep, like, you know, putting all these negative, you know, thoughts about us, you know, whatever we do, they shitting on us, you know, in the media and to, you know, other countries, you know what I mean?
And you know why they're shitting on
you? I feel you, like, I definitely don't care how they feel about us, but if they, you know what I'm saying, saying that to other people and other races, you know, it just kind of affects us, you know?
Dude, Ian, they're going to keep on shitting on us. It's never going to stop. It has never stopped. They're going to keep shitting on us. And you know why they keep shitting on us? Because we don't have an economic base to create a media conglomerate to debate that stuff. We can never debate it. Why? Because we don't have the capital to create a media outlet. So right now it's damned if you do, damned if you don't. So we might as well step up to the plate and say, hey, look, let's just get it popping. The thing is, black people have become too comfortable being on that second class citizen shit. It's like, okay, I'm a second class citizen. I'm cool with it. That ain't nothing to be cool with, dude. That's disrespectful to your kids. That's disrespectful for your future generation to just sit up and take bullshit when you know it's bullshit. You got to rise up and be men and women in this game and stop fucking around. And that's for all the brothers and sisters out there. You feel me?
Yeah, I feel you, man. You right.
Yes, indeed. Thanks for the call, bro.
All right.
Yeah, no, we're not going to talk defeatist talk. No, no. And I feel them, because a lot of brothers feel like that. A lot of brothers feel like that. Oh, man, they own the media. They own everything. It don't matter. It doesn't matter. Does not matter whatsoever. You got to understand this. 99% of the white population on the eve of the Civil War did not want slavery to end. Let me say that again. Contrary to all the bullshit you've been taught in history books, and we broke this down in Hidden Colors too about how they fought to end slavery, Civil War wasn't about no end in slavery. They could give less than a fuck about a slave. Don't let them run that game on you, man. They didn't give a damn about no slave. That was all about them maintaining power with themselves, and the whole slavery issue came after the fact, because the South was actually winning the Civil War. The South was like, look, we're going to bounce. We don't need the North. All the resources are down here. We'll become our own country. And then when they got to scrapping, the South was the North said, damn, if you do that, we'll be ruined. And they're like, oh, shit happens. So then they got into a squabble. The South was winning, and the North said, you know what, let's try this. if we get things popping, we'll free the slaves. They put that out there, and then the Africans started to sabotage the South. That's what won the Civil War. Well, I won't say won, because we didn't win shit, because if you notice, after the Civil War, these so-called people who were allegedly fighting for us, they didn't do anything for us. People kind of overlooked that. This whole, they were fighting to free you. Well, when we were so-called freed, why didn't we get shit? That's what we're talking about now. That's the argument. Let's see who we got on the phone. What's up? Who's calling?
What's up, Tariq? This is KB from Memphis, man.
What's up, KB from Memphis? How you doing, fam?
I'm good, fam. I'm a long-time listener, man, first-time caller, but I wanted to talk about my girl, but I'd rather stick to...
Yeah, we got
to
stick to the topic today. Yeah,
Alabama.
Yeah, we're talking about the topic. Go ahead.
Can I talk about the Alabama thing?
Go ahead real quickly.
Okay, let me ask you, when...
Uh-oh. What happened with that brother? He's down in Alabama. They probably lynched his ass. They got him real quick. Okay, let's see who else is on the phone. My nigga probably dropped his weed pipe in the car, and he looking for it. What's up? Who's calling?
Hello?
What's up, man? Who's this?
Oh, what's up? This is Ernie.
What's up, Ernie? Where you calling from?
I'm calling from Delaware.
What's up, Ernie? What's your nationality, Ernie? You white, black, Mexican? What are you?
Nah, I'm black.
Okay, well, you sound like an essay. So what's going on? What's on your mind?
Nah, man. I was just saying, I feel like we should get the reparations, but the problem is, if we get it, most of us don't really have the mindset to flip the money.
We'll work that out. No. I get that, but a lot of black folks say that. What are we going to do when we get it? No, we'll work that shit out afterwards. Give me mine, first of all. Just give me mine, and I'll show you what the damn do with it. Because I'm not getting caught up in that. Well, what are we going to do? Let's get on the same page first. Let's get on the same page and say, hey, look, we need to get this. That's number one. Then once we get on the same page, then we can flesh out what and how the payments are going to come and land grants doled out in cash. We can work all that out. We got think tanks and we got black lawyers who can handle all that. But we got to take care of A and B before we take care of C and D. Right now, we just got to get on the same page. It's very easy to work out how the money is going to be doled out or how the reparations will be doled out. Give a motherfucker a casino. I can work that out. There's a million ways. But let's just all get on the same page and say, hey, this is what we need, not what we want. Because Brother Claude Anderson broke this stuff down wonderfully back in the 90s. Reparations is not like a nice idea. It ain't something that would be cool to have. It is an absolute necessity for black folks to get reparations. That's the thing that black folks don't understand. Because we keep going in this circle that we can never get out of collectively. And what happens is that when we talk about, hey, man, we're not doing too good collectively, people throw up smoke screens pointing out the one or two successful black people. When we say, hey, man, we're struggling as a people, hey, what do you mean? What about Queen Latifah? No, fuck, we ain't talking about Queen Latifah. We talking about all the other black folks who ain't really got it popping. You feel me?
Yeah, I see you.
There you go. Thanks for the call, fam. Right. Okay, he's about to go on, and I'm trying to keep everything flowing. Niggas be drinking scissor, calling up all mellow, and I got a vibe. I got an energy going. You feel me? I'm not laid back right now. I'm turned the fuck up. Y'all got to walk with me on my journey here, family. I'm trying to get everybody hype with this thing. I want people to feel the spirit and the energy. See, people, I don't want that laid back shit. I want people to understand that this is something that needs to be done. This is some real talk right now. Because let me tell y'all something. Black folks, we're never going to get out of the situation we're in if we don't get some type of capital or some type of compensation. Because the thing is, our issue is economic. All the issues within the black community is economic. It all goes back to economics. Everything. Poverty, economics. Crime goes back to economics. Not being able to control the image that's projected of you, that goes to economics. All of our issues go back to economics. What happens is that those in the dominant society will tell us what our issue is, and they keep throwing smoke screens so we won't focus on them. They keep saying, well, the problem with blacks is single mothers. The problem with blacks is no fathers. The problem with blacks is welfare. The problem with blacks is rap music. They keep throwing those dumbass smoke screens out, and none of that's the truth. Our problem has been and still is collectively, lack of participation of the wealth that was generated from our ancestors that has been passed down to the dominant society. That is our issue. That has never been corrected, and we keep going in circles, and they're going to keep us in circles until we say, hey, we need to get some of that paper. Let me get a couple of more calls, because I really want to go into some stuff here. What's up? Who's calling?
Robert from Petersburg, Virginia.
What's up, Robert from Petersburg? How you doing, fam?
I'm doing pretty good. What's going on?
I'm good. Now, how old are you, Robert?
I'm 31.
God damn. Are you a midget? You sound, your voice is, I'm not, no disrespect. How tall are you, motherfucker?
I'm here with my wife. We listening to the show now.
Okay, shout out to your wife. Are y'all normal size couple? Okay. Well, your voice threw me the hell off, brother. I'm not, no disrespect.
I know.
Yeah, I know a lot of people get on you about that voice, man. Now, where you from again, Robert?
Petersburg, Virginia.
Okay, so what's on your mind, Rob?
Yes, my question is, how exactly do we build an economic base for black people? Because, like you, I was listening to you earlier saying how we should have our own media show countering all this stuff that's going on. So how do we have an economic base within each other, within the community?
That's what we're talking about now. That's what the whole reparation thing is about, because the thing is, a lot of us in the black community, we just don't have the capital to create finances or create businesses. And other groups are coming around running circles over us because they start off and they have access to capital that's been locked in the dominant society ever since the wealth generated from our ancestors was taken from them and locked in by their ancestors. See, that money was passed down and they're enjoying it now. See, you always got to keep your eye on the money, because when we talk about slavery and reparations, the first thing they start talking about is feelings and mistreatment. Well, I didn't mistreat nobody. I wasn't there. We ain't talking about all that. The money was there, and now the money is here. So that's what I want to look into.
Absolutely.
That's how you got to look at it.
I agree all the way.
Keep your eye on the money. You dig? Now, what do you do out there?
Yes, sir. Well, I just, I work at a warehouse for the time being. My wife, she got a master's degree in psychology. So we try and build our own business right now. We're dealing with kids.
Oh, that's cool in the gang. She's like trying to start a child psychology business or something.
Absolutely.
Oh, that's cool in the game, man. Much respect to you and your family. Much respect, man. Hey, man, and I know people get on you about that voice, man. How tall are you, bro?
I'm about 5'6".
Okay, so you're not that small. I mean, god damn. Hold on.
Hold on. Yeah, I'm medium.
Hold on. Wait, is this... I got some...
Oh, no.
Is that you?
No, that's not me.
Okay. All right, man. All right, thanks for the call. Man. I had the Wizard of Oz lollipop
Take
here.
Care.
All right, bro. We represent the lollipop. That's the brother who called up. I swear that brother sounded like that. Didn't he sound like that? Brother had the lollipop gill sound, but he's cool. Brother was good, and I'm messing with my brother. I'm just messing with my brother. Oh, man. But like I said, man, oh, let me put my Mac and music back on. I almost forgot to put my Mac and music back on. Whoa. Where's my Mac and music? There it is. But like I said, we don't have access to this capital. We don't have access to the money that has been collectively taken and shared by the dominant society that's been passed down to them. And like I said, man, people in the dominant society, they did not want slavery to end, but we got it done anyway. Even in the civil rights movement, people in the dominant society, they didn't want to give black people civil rights and all that. They didn't. 99% of the people in the 1960s, they were opposed to that stuff. They were opposed to integration. Most of them were. Y'all saw them throwing bricks and shit at children going to school, and them snatching all of their kids out of the public schools, creating charter schools literally overnight. They didn't want it then, but we got it done. See, the thing is, black people have never collectively said, okay, this is what we want. See, you'll get it, black folks. It's not really that difficult. You can get it. You just have to decide to do it. And a lot of black people are scared because you think that you're going to upset people at your job, because white people at your job punk you out. you let people at your job punk you the hell out, and you're scared and you're nervous. You don't want to ruffle feathers because you don't want to lose the job. But that's the whole point. We're so worried about losing the job and not getting the money that these people are holding on that was generated from the labor of our ancestors. How about let's just go all around that instead of us sitting around begging and waiting to get picked by those in the dominant society in order to be successful? Let's just go ahead and say, hey, look, collectively, this is what we need so we can just do our own thing and get it together. Because y'all got to understand, just like with slavery, a lot of people like to make it seem like, well, slavery was fought by the North and they freed the blacks. And the North didn't give a shit about black folks. Even when they abolished slavery in the North, they had an underground economy where they were kidnapping black folks, taking them to the South and enslaving them. That's what the movie 12 Years a Slave was about. That was a big business. That was a big industry of them kidnapping free black people and taking them to the South. That was a big business. Slavery was big business. Let's not get it twisted. Slavery was the name of the game. So the thing is, you got to turn it into a movement and you got to demand it. You get together and start demanding stuff, you'll get it, because the international community will start looking and seeing. Don't worry about how they're going to portray you in the media. They're going to keep portraying you negatively in the media. So you might as well go for yours and say, hey, look, we need to get ours. Now, the thing is, now you're going to come into obstacles. Now, when it comes to getting reparations and talking about reparations, this is what you need to do. Black folks got to be verbally prepared to argue it. Now, the first thing that's going to happen, and Brother Claude Anderson talked about this back in the 90s, you're going to have two types of blacks coming at you. You're going to have two types of whites. Now, the first people who are going to come after you are the black folks. First type of black person who's going to come after you are the scared niggas. The scared niggas who don't want to ruffle feathers. Oh, Lord, we shouldn't say nothing about no reparations. Eyes do fine right here at this job now. You know, it's bad, but it ain't so bad. I don't want the boss to lay me off if I'm talking this reparation talk. You know, it's those niggas who don't really want to get off that ass. They're comfortable with being second-class citizens. That's going to be the first type of nigga you deal with. And the second type of black person you deal with, you already know.
Coon train is coming. Coon train is coming.
What about black on black crime?
The coon train is gonna come off the track.
Where the white women at?
That's what you gotta deal with.
All white peoples ain't bad.
Coon train is coming.
We is our own worst enemy.
And that's what's gonna happen. That's the next thing you're gonna deal with. The coon train is going to come flying off the track. And Claude Anderson said this, they're going to start paying black people to come out in public to talk down on reparations. That's going to be blatant and rampant. So don't trip on that. Don't let it influence you. They're going to start putting them coons up on Fox News. They're going to put them on CNN. They're going to put them on all those news networks talking down against getting reparations. I just saw an interview over in the UK where they're talking about it. These African sisters were talking to these British scholars about the need of reparations, and the British scholars had a damn Negro bedwench sitting right up under them talking down on reparations. So they already got the plan laid out. So black folks, you got to overstep that. Don't even let them trip on you. Don't even trip on that when they bring the coons out. Now, there's two types of white people who are going to come out about reparations. Now, the first, they're going to send the liberals. Now, the liberals, they're going to play the nice role, and they always come at you with the whole biblical thing. Well, shouldn't we let bygones be bygones? That was so long ago. Aren't we all brothers? You know, the Lord says forgiveness. My Bible says forgiveness, and my Christian heart and my Christian upbringing says, you know, forgive those and forgive yourself. You know, they just make up their Bible verses. Oh, they come at you with a whole Christian rap. When it's time for you to get something that you deserve, everybody wants to pray with you all of a sudden. Say, hey, man, I've been treated wrong, man. I need to get some retribution or some reparations. I need to get something. Hey, brother, let's pray on it. Let's pray, my brother. Let's pray, Dante and LaQuisha. Come on, you can come to our church. We have grape soda. Come on. You know, can't we just all get along? What about Dr. King? And they love quoting Dr. King. Oh, they love quoting Dr. King, those liberals, when they're trying to con you out of asking for what's rightfully yours. Well, you know what? The great doctor, the Reverend Dr. King, who was a fine, upstanding Christian, he said, those should be judged by the content of their character, not the color of their skin. So you shouldn't get anything for the color of your skin because Dr. King said so. They will literally say that. And I've heard them say that. I've heard them say that. Well, let me tell you something. They always leave out the real shit Dr. King said. Let me show you. Let me play a quick interview or sermon that they always leave out about Dr. King. Listen to this. This is Dr. King right before he died.
At the very same time that America refused to give the Negro any land, through an act of Congress, our government was giving away millions of acres of land in the West and the Midwest, which meant that it was willing to undergird its white peasants from Europe with an economic floor. But not only did they give the land, they built land-grant colleges with government money to teach them how to farm. Not only that, they provided county agents to further their expertise in farming. Not only that, they provided low interest rates in order that they could mechanize their farms. Not only that, today many of these people are receiving millions of dollars in federal subsidies not to farm, and they are the very people telling the black man that he ought to lift himself by his own bootstraps. Now, this is what we are faced with, and this is the reality. Now, when we come to Washington in this campaign, we are coming to get our check.
Woo! That's Dr. King right there. Did you hear that? Now, y'all rarely hear that interview. You rarely hear that. Dr. King was saying the same thing I'm saying. Hey, all that is fine. Kumbaya. I'm Dr. King and I'm Reverend and Rainbow and all that old stuff. But when we come to Washington, y'all going to have to break bread. Dr. King was going for that paper. Dr. King was going for the paper. They don't never play that in the media. He's saying everything I'm saying, man. We need to get this paper. All of you other people, y'all got all types of land grants and government subsidies, and y'all getting chipped off all this paper from the work of our ancestors, but we're not getting it. We need to go ahead and get that paper up off you. So when they quote Dr. King, find that clip. It's on YouTube and throw it right in their face. That's what the great Dr. King said. Since a lot of black folks think that he was just on that nonviolent, no, he was on that paper trail too. So the thing is, we got to be about that paper. We got to be about getting that paper, ladies and gentlemen. We got to be about getting that money. We got to be about getting that cash. And we got to stay focused on the money, because what's going to happen is that on the flip side, when the liberals come at you and the praying and the kumbaya talk, when that don't work, they're going to put all the other whites, the conservatives, the progressives, all the other ones, which are basically the liberals too, but that's their split personality. They're going to come out the other side, because if you rattle a liberal long enough, you'll see that conservative side come right up out of them. You poke at a liberal too long, and then you'll become all types of niggas too. Trust me, I've seen it. They get frustrated with that kumbaya talk. If that don't work, you become a nigga real quick with them liberals. They have no problem spewing off a few niggas and coons out their mouth. But the thing is, the second people you're going to get, they're going to come at you like this. Well, look, man, you want reparations? I wasn't around during slavery. I wasn't around, and neither were you. You weren't there either. Well, it doesn't matter if I was around or if you were around. Guess what was around? The wealth, the resources, and the money generated from free African labor. That was around. And guess where it is now? It's here. You got it. I need to get my part of that. See the argument there? See how that makes sense? I'm not trying to feel that I wasn't there. That money is there. I'm looking at the money. That money didn't disappear. That money was not buried with the African slaves and the African enslaver. It wasn't buried with them or the European enslaver. That money was passed down and locked into the dominant society, and black people were locked out of that, and they are continuing to be locked out of it. Now, the second thing they're going to say, and y'all got to be ready for that. They're going to say, well, look, man, everybody was enslaved. Slavery is not nothing unique to you black people. I mean, come on, everybody was enslaved. The Jews and the Irish and the Japanese and the Native Americans, everybody was mistreated. So why should we treat you special? Well, number one, African enslavement was extremely unique because the main thing, and I can go into the whole language, taking people's language, making them, forcing them to speak another language, taking their native tongue away from them, the 400 years of brutality. I mean, I can go there. But the main thing was no other group of people had generational slavery, meaning that your offspring would be enslaved. That was some crazy shit right there. No other group had that, where your offspring and their offspring would be born slaves. Nobody had that. Nobody had that. And on top of all that, all these people they say was mistreated. Well, guess what? All of these other people you're naming that's around today, they got broken off. They were compensated. All of them were compensated. Compensate us. If you want to use them as an example, fine. Let's use the example of them being compensated. Compensate us. Now, the other one, and this is my favorite. This is a very common one. This is a real big talking point, especially with the Fox News crowd. This is a real big one. Well, why are you worried about white people enslaving you? Africans sold you. The Africans sold you first. Oh, that's a common one. They love throwing that one out. That's one of their favorite talking points. Why should we give reparations? It was the Africans sold you. Number one, it don't matter who sold who first. Who has the wealth and resources generated from the free labor now? You didn't share those resources with the African who stole me or sold me to you. You didn't share nothing with them. You kept that for yourself and you passed it down to the people here. That's what I'm looking at. Also, as far as the whole African who sold me, after he sold me to you, you turned around, put him in chains, and put him right next to me in the boat and brought both of us over here. And we both had to go in the field and raise money and raise wealth for the country. So now, since you have that wealth today, me and the African who enslaved me, we both want our money from you. Because me and him are cool now. So we both want the money owed that you have. Since we want to talk about that whole African enslaver nonsense. So we got to be realistic with this whole thing and follow the money. This, again, this is not about mistreatment. This is about, where's the money now? Well, everybody was mistreated. No. Where's the money now? And here's another one that they like to say. Well, look, my family didn't own slaves in the 1800s. As a matter of fact, like, only 1% of whites actually owned slaves. But the thing is, 100% of the population benefited from slavery. Not just the plantation owner. He was just a small piece of the pie. Everybody benefited from slavery. There was no America without slavery. The clothing industry, railroad industry, shipbuilding industry, insurance industry. Everything was spawned off because of the slave trade. Everybody benefited from it. And all the people who benefited from it, they got those resources, they got those wealth benefits, and they passed them down to their descendants today. So the money is here. Always follow the money. Always follow the money. Another one they like to say, well, my family was enslaved too. My dad was, or my great-great-granddad was Irish. He was an indentured servant. He was a slave. He got over it. Why are you guys still harping on slavery? My great-great-granddad, who was an indentured servant, I mean, we never talk about white slavery. They got over it. How come you can't? You know why? Because the indentured servants got chipped off. They got paid. They were compensated. Those indentured servants, they had to work 7 to 10 years. After those 7 to 10 years, they got something called freedom dues. Google that, where they got land, they got money, and they got weapons. So they got chipped off. Break us off. follow the money, people. Don't let people get caught up into that whole mistreatment stuff. It ain't about mistreatment. It is about mistreatment, but the main argument is where's the money and resources generated? That's the concern. You cannot deny that. See, that's the thing. You cannot deny the money and the resources was generated directly from slavery. And that's the thing I don't think a lot of black folks understand. Black folks understand there was nothing over here before slavery. Nothing. There was nothing really popping in Europe before African slavery. That built the wealth here and in Europe. That's something that black folks don't understand. Now, they know it. They just don't tell you that. African slavery built all of that. Because then you get people saying, well, why should I pay for slavery when my granddad came over from Ireland in 1910? Or my mom came over, my grandma came over from Italy in 1920. Why are we responsible for slavery? They're responsible too, because guess what? When they were over there living like peasants, broke, couldn't rub two nickels together, like Dr. King was basically saying, they heard about this great country that had a lot of wealth built from free African labor, and the doors were wide open for them to come enjoy it, and they hopped on them ships and enjoyed every bit of it and passed down all the benefits to you. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about those benefits that you receive from that free African labor that you have passed down to your family. Because if it was so bad for them, trust me, they would have got back on that boat, but they didn't. There's a reason why they didn't go back to Italy. You know why? It was popping over here for them. And when people say, well, my Italian dad came over, he was mistreated. No, he wasn't mistreated that bad. He would have left. He had an option to go and come back. That's why he came over here, to get some of that wealth generated from African labor. I mean, I know it sounds harsh, and a lot of black folks are afraid to say things like I'm saying because they think that it's going to offend those in the dominant society. It's not about offending them. Not about being mad. I'm following the money. That's why I'm saying I'm just keeping my eye on the money. I'm not trying to hear the kumbaya talk. I don't want a hug from you. That's another thing, because when they see black folks talking about something passionately, they like, okay, we just give these niggas a hug. They'll be fine. Just tell them that we'll accept them. No, thank you. Just give me that paper. And then they'll get real bold. Well, damn it, stop living in the past. That's another thing. They start punking black folks out, and black folks fall for that whole con game of them punking you out and bullying you. They start saying, well, black folks, come on, black people, you're being victims. Don't you want to stop being a victim? Stop being a victim and be a man and stop looking for handouts. And then black folks, silly ass, I am a man. I'm a man. I don't need no handout. I got to work 10 times harder to be. Shut up, nigga. They're snickering while you saying that. We got that whole, we got to work 10 times harder to be just as good. That's slave thinking. Fuck, we got to do all that for it. Give us our paper and we'll do what we do. So we got to stop letting people punk us out. Stop living in the past. It ain't about the past. It's about the cash. It's about the money. Let's get a couple of calls and see what's popping here. I want people to chime in. What's up? Who's calling?
Mr. Tariq, how are you?
Hey, what's up, man? Who's calling?
This is Mars. I'm from New York.
There you go, man. What's on your mind?
All right. Yeah, I seen the show on the BBC.
Yes.
And it was, it was real interesting. I was kind of surprised that I seen you post the show that came up. Wow.
Yeah.
Got me a little nervous. I'm kind of surprised I even caught you on the line.
No, you're good, brother. We good. We good. We just want to keep the flow going. What's up, man?
Yeah. Do you really see this possibly happening? I mean, just the fact that you even came on the show with this.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And the reason why I'm like, okay, look, because I'm looking at all of these little laws popping up, and just every day black folks are just getting smacked around, and they're playing little games with black folks all the time. And black people just have to get to the point where we say, hey, look, we need to talk reparations so we don't have to keep playing this little silly game where we're stuck in this hole and people keep telling us that we need to pull ourselves up by the bootstraps. We got to get capital in order to get up out of the situation collectively, because we're just going to keep running in circles. And if we don't get that, Other groups got it. That's the thing. Every other group got it. Even if they were not disenfranchised or harmed or enslaved, they still got something from this government, and we've never received it. And the wealth and resources that was generated from our ancestors has been passed down and is being enjoyed by others today. And it's justice for us to get that. We're living in a system of total injustice.
Right.
For us to sit up in this system and not benefit from that while everybody else is benefiting from it right now, that's not justice, and that's hypocrisy. And the reason why we can get it, if we make enough noise about it. Because the thing is, globally, the U.S. is all about, we're going to bring democracy everywhere. And if we're talking about bringing democracy right. to all these countries, and they're looking at us like, hey, wait a minute, what are you talking about coming over here to Korea and China and bringing democracy, and you calling us out, and y'all got the people over there talking about they ain't got no money, and y'all done fucked them out of their reparations. Why are you over here talking to us? See, that's not going to be a good look, because that's what happened in the 1960s when they were running around, you know, after World War II, right. Bringing world democracy and all that, and other countries was looking at them like, wait a minute. You trying to bring us world democracy? I just turned on the TV and y'all were hitting church ladies with bricks and water hoses and sicking dogs on people. I don't want to do business with you, U.S.
Right.
You dig what I'm saying? So that's the way we got to handle that. You feel me? I mean, thanks for the call.
This I got one question for you.
Okay, brother, make it fast.
The young lady that was handled.
Go ahead, brother.
Yeah. Oh, okay. The young lady that was on the BBC show, the sister that was up there talking, she was holding it down, you know?
Yeah, she
and
was thorough.
The
she
other
thorough.
Young lady that I'm sorry?
Okay, brother. Okay, I feel you, brother. I feel everything you're saying, brother. All right, man, I got to get you out of here, man.
Okay.
Oh, man.
All right.
Okay. My man, this brother's phone. Man, y'all please have y'all phone game.
Get out of here, you damn...
Please have your phone
nigga.
Game. Oh, my boy, you saw it was a delay. It said, get out of here. There was a delay on my sound effect. That's hilarious. All right, I'm going to get one more call. But like I said, man, somebody posted up that we should get, like, college money. No, the college money, that's bullshit. We don't need that. We can figure out how we're going to divvy it up and all that later. But let's just get on the same page and just agree this is what we need. Not just need, it's mandatory that we get. We can't keep going on in the same situation we're in collectively, fucking around, just going through the motions while those in the dominant society just smacking us around, killing our kids in the streets. We don't have no economic base. We're going deeper and deeper in poverty because certain black neighborhoods, they're going to turn into favelas, and we're going to become a system of permanent beggars. We're going to turn into have neighborhoods that turn into shanty towns if we don't get our shit together. Let me see who's on the phone. What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, what's going on, Tariq? Man, it's Amethyst.
Y'all niggas are all over the place. Sound like the damn Transformers movie or some shit. Sound like your car turned into a fucking robot in the background, nigga. This nigga's driving a Decepticon around. All right, what's on your mind, bro?
Hey, man, you're crazy, Tariq, man. Hey, man, hey, everything you're saying is 100% true, man. I definitely agree with what you're saying. Hey, have you heard about that the effort in Africa? I think it's called 2053 or something. They're trying to get everybody out of the country who's not African. You know, I don't know if you heard about that.
I think I have heard some stuff about that. Yeah, so they're like trying to, you know, gain control of their resources. So that's cool in the game. I'm glad that they're trying to gain control of their resources. And again, man, we got to get justice going on here. I mean, the cooning, that's no longer an option.
Absolutely.
We got to get serious about what we need to do, man. But thank you for the call, fam. All right, so let me get up out of here, family. So I'm going to put this show up on YouTube, and everybody can really chop up game about it and keep on discussing it. And I would have loved to hear some people who opposed it. I would love to hear some people who oppose it. Let me try to see if I can get somebody who disagrees with us getting reparations before I go, because that would be interesting. So let me say this. The phone number is 818-850-5404. If you disagree, please call up. I'll hold out for about 2 or 3 more minutes. The number is 818-850-5404. Let me see who anybody disagrees. What's up? Who's calling?
Hello, this is Kemet Phoenix from the chat room.
Hey, Kemet. Well, do you disagree? Because I'm looking for somebody who kind of disagrees. I want to hear their logic.
I disagree.
Okay.
Mr. Chewy?
Yeah, that's me. Go ahead, man. You disagree because of what?
I disagree because I feel like since we built this nation, we could build our own nation. I've been looking at examples of how businesses have been started from zero, like Richard Branson, Mark Cuban, the gentleman that made Girls Gone Wild. You know, I think it's like...
I got to stop you for a minute, brother. Those guys, they didn't start from zero. These are white dudes who had access to a lot of stuff that we didn't have access to. Let's be very real. Those in the dominant society, they got all types of access to funds and resources and jobs that's held on by other people in the dominant society that we're locked out of. They have even all white unions. So we got to be very realistic about that. Those are bad examples.
I'm saying, I've been reading Richard Branson's book, and the man was selling music out of a side doorway in a church, and he made funds enough to build his own store and move on. Now he got an airline.
Okay, I see that. Okay. Okay, let me say this. A lot of times these dudes like Donald Trump, they have these books talking about secrets of success and wealth. Well, you know what the secret is? Donald Trump's dad was rich. They leave that secret out. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of stuff, I listen to these dudes and I take with somewhat a grain of salt. But I feel the business hustle. I feel that. But they leave a lot of stuff out. So for a collective group of people, because again, these are dudes who are individually getting it popping, but collectively as a group, that's how we got to think. Because as an individual, there's a lot of ways to come up as an individual, you understand? But the thing is, once you come up, you'll be isolated. But hell, I live nice. I live real nice, but I feel isolated because I don't have other people around me who look like me. So I'm at a disadvantage. So the one individual type hustle, you can do that. And that's the thing that's promoted with black people. We're always taught individualism. Outdo all those other Negroes, and if you're good enough, we might pick you. So we're all competing to get picked by white people. So our thing is, we got to get a collective thing going on. We got to think about how we're going to uplift the entire community, and that's something that we haven't really talked about nationally. But anyway, man, thank you for the call, fam. All right, I want to get somebody who disagrees. And my man made a good point. Shout out to my brother Kimmy, made a very good point. Let me see who else is on the phone. What's up? Who's calling? Hold on, this shit is messing up. What's up? Who's calling?
Yeah, hi. I disagree with your point of view right now.
Okay, and what's your name, ma'am?
My name is Denise.
Hi, Denise. Denise, are you a white lady or a black lady?
I'm black.
Okay, and you disagree with black people getting reparations?
I don't disagree with getting reparations. I just don't think we have the infrastructure in place to really do the right things with it. I'm concerned that you would see more people running out to buy Jordans and not enough actually building anything that we could keep substantially for a period of time.
And, you know, Denise, I agree with that to a certain degree, but the reason why we have that mentality, see, it's like a circular thing. The reason why we have I'm going to buy some bullshit and just mess my money up. The reason our minds are like that is because of lack of capital. So it's like a circular thing. It's like a damn if you do, damn if you don't. We can't wait until we all get our minds right to get the money. This is why we need black think tanks to figure out exactly how we're going to dole it out in the most responsible way. And we have people like the Harvest Institute and other black lawyers, Alton Maddox, a lot of good brothers and sisters who can sit down and kind of flesh this out. Like I said to the caller before, the first step is to just get us on the same page to say this is what we need to do in the first place. After we come to that conclusion, then we can say, okay, now that we are going to move on, when we do get it, how are we going to get it? Are we going to get it in casinos, tax exemption? Are we going to get land grants? There's a lot of different ways we can work that out. And again, okay. They can give me my check, and I ain't going to buy no Jordans. I'm going to flip the shit by two. I'm going to flip it. But anyway, thank you very much, Denise. Yes, indeed. Let me see who else we got. What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, what's good, man? B Dub Boogie from New York.
B Boogie from New York. How you doing, fam?
No, man, I'm good, bro. Look, I wanted to say that I kind of disagree because I'm looking at a lot of people talking about reparations, but they got Jordans and Nike hats and North Face jackets and brand new weave, and I'm like, man, you spent your reparations already.
Exactly.
You got rid of that.
Well, yeah, we never got it in the first place. We just got little, you know, crumbs. We got plantation crumbs. We never got no reparations. We've only gotten plantation crumbs, and because we got plantation crumbs, we buy plantation nigga shit. So we haven't had no real capital to create a lot of businesses like we should have. Now, we did have some black communities back during segregation when black people were forced to be segregated. And many of those black communities and businesses were destroyed and sabotaged by those in the dominant society. But we really do have to have an infrastructure and a reparation program to get black people out of the situation. Because all of this stuff about get over it and do that, no other group was told to get over it. Every other group that came over here got some kind of leg up based on the money that we generated. What'd you say, brother?
I said they was told to eat and get that money the best way that they could.
Exactly, exactly. And, you know, that has continued to keep black folks in a financial disadvantage. So we should stop letting people tell us it's the single moms, it's the crack, it's the rap music, it's the economic deprivation. It all goes back to the money. All right, man, thanks for the call, fam. All right, y'all. Don't forget, I'm going to be in where am I going to be? Colorado, the University of Northern Colorado, on April 14th. I want to find out if the general public can come. They got like this diversity thing there. They got to have me speak, and it's confirmed. That's going to be on April 14th at the University of Northern Colorado, and I'm going to be chopping up game there. If you guys are in the Colorado area, come on through. Let me get one more call. I hung up on him. I want to get one more call because, again, I wanted to get somebody who kind of disagreed. That was my thing. I wanted to get somebody who kind of disagreed with what I was saying. Somebody who opposed with the reparation.
Have me speak.
What's going on? Who's calling?
This is it. From Houston.
Hey, man, turn your speaker down, bro.
All right.
There you go, man. What's on your mind?
Man, I disagree for a certain extent.
What do you disagree with?
About the reparations.
Why?
I believe if we would have got reparations when we were supposed to get it, I believe our ancestors would have flipped it and made black businesses and passed that down to the kids, you know? And now it's just going to be like nigga trickage. It's going to be flipping it on cars, Bentley,
The thing is, in that argument, that's cool, that's valid, but we shouldn't even say, well, let's not get it because we're just going to fuck it off anyway. So if that's your logic, let's not ask for something because then we're going to end up spending it and then go back to having nothing again. You ain't got nothing now, all right? You ain't got a goddamn thing now, so you ain't got nothing to lose. So just go ahead and get it. Because let me tell you something, I ain't buying Jordans and rims. The people I know ain't going to fuck it off. And the people I know they know ain't going to fuck it off. So if you want to fuck it off, fuck it off. But let's not use that logic. Well, all we're going to do is just blow it anyway. Well, let's just blow it then. Mm-hmm. All right. We ain't got shit anyway as a collective group. Let's blow it. And let's get it popping. And those who want to do some constructive, let them do that. All right. Thanks for the call.
And black people.
Yeah. Black folks, get off that whole thing that we're just going to blow it. You ain't got nothing now. It's like, I'm hungry, but if I go out and try to get something to eat and it's storming and raining outside, my food is just going to get wet. So I'm just going to sit here and be hungry. Because if I try to get the food, it's probably going to get wet. Motherfucker, might as well go get the food. It may or may not get wet, but go get it. Sitting up starving, complaining about what's going to happen if you go get something. That's ass backwards thinking. One more call, because I'm real turned up about this. What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, Tyreek. Thanks for taking my call. I disagree with the reparations for the fact that blacks, we built America.
Right.
And so to really give us reparations or whatever, that's a compensatory type of action.
Right.
So we would need our own banking systems. We would need our own school systems, our own educational political system.
Right.
Or whatever. We get our own systems popping, and that's on the debacle, the very state of America and capitalism as it stands or whatever. And that would be very dangerous for black people because once you research the history of the white man, once they back against the wall, because our shit is going to pop. They just going to start killing niggas, and it's going to be Holocaust.
Dude, it's already a Holocaust, dude. You're already getting funneled in jail left and right. They got a whole system where they're killing you, and you're walking dead in jail, man. We already got a system where they're capitalizing off of your financial situation. They got a whole $1 billion prison industrial complex where they're making money off you just being a loser. We're losing, and they're making money off us being losers right now. So we have nothing to lose. We got to get out here and say, hey, this is what needs to happen. They're already attacking us. They're shooting our kids. It's going to get worse. Dude, we need to say, hey, look, we need an economic, we need the paper. We need part of the wealth that's been generated from our ancestors creating the wealth that's been passed down to the current generation. And stop being scared. That's that whole scared thing. Oh, they're going to do something to us. They're doing it to you now. God damn. You feel me?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right. Thanks for the call, brother. All right. I wanted people to call up who disagreed, but that scared nigga talk ain't going to cut it. Like I said, I told y'all earlier, the first blacks are going to come at you, the scared niggas. Oh, they going to get us. No. They getting us now. Let's just break bread and stop playing games. They going to keep getting us if you ain't got no money. If you broke, they going to always get you. If you got an economic base, at least you can halfway protect yourself. If you're broke and weak, you always going to be food for other people. And it's not going to come to you, black folks, by preying on it, looking for some kind of morality thing coming from some of those in the dominant society. You got to get up and get it. It's on you. You want some magical black leader to pop up? No. It's on you. And y'all keep letting people punk you out, telling you, well, stop being a victim. You just need to work harder and pull yourself up by your bootstraps, and then you start sticking your chest out with ego. No. I don't do that game. When they say, hey, Tariq, you're a victim. Yeah, I am. You goddamn right I'm a victim. I'm a prisoner of war in this motherfucker, and you reaping the benefits. I need you to break bread. Yeah, I'm a victim. Uh-huh. You're the victimizer. I'm the victim. Yeah. You ain't running that old Jedi mind trick con game on me, that bullshit logic. Yeah, I've been victimized. And that's like a rapist with his dick out talking about, stop complaining about this dick up in you. Stop being a victim. And his dick is right there in your face, beating you down. Stop complaining about being raped. Pull yourself up by your bootstraps. Put your dick up. Then we can talk. Anyway, y'all, that's been Tariq's radio show today. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to put this up on YouTube. Don't forget to go to TariqElite.com. Go to TariqRadio.com to hear the show every week. Go to HiddenColorsFilm.com to get the movie Hidden Colors 1 and 2. Hidden Colors 3 will be out this summer. The game is going to be heavy. And again, I'm going to put this up on YouTube today, and I want everybody to discuss this among themselves. Real good topic. Y'all have a good one, family. Love you. Talk to you Sunday on Ustream.